You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Okay, I think I might have the bomber now, Tom, the bomber roach. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Good stuff. There was a chap on earlier. Thank you. It's good to be back. There was a chap on the air earlier this morning who, I think it was Paddy Dineen. He was talking about a fellow going around collecting food waste for pigs, right?
Well, there was a lady called Alice, and she used to have the donkey up and down Blackpool. She used to collect the waste. And they had a place, it was at the other end of the pole field. It's a little housing estate now.
Well, did she have an open back cart with a big, huge metal bucket on it? A big barrel on it?
A big barrel, two barrels. And she'd have the bucket of waste. And she'd just dunk it in.
So that would be any food that was left over, the peelings of potatoes, scrap, all that kind of stuff, yeah?
All that kind of stuff, yes. That was to feed the pigs they had, I think, and should have had chickens as well, and the devil knows what.
I remember that as a small boy, but for some reason I thought it was a man. You're saying it was a woman called Alice.
Alice, you used to always say Alice with the donkey.
Go away.
I don't know why she's leaving. No, if she don't know, go. I guess she's got a reason.
But I just don't want to know. Tell me about that messenger boy, will you?
Oh, the messenger boy. Yeah, there was this man, he worked in Darien Highlands. You know, they had a shoe shop there on Patrick Street.
Yeah.
At the upper end of Patrick Street there. And my recollection anyway, I think he was the longest messenger boy in Cork City. I know you have Deliveroo now, but I mean messenger boy. I stand to be corrected, geez, that man must, you know, me looking at him now, all the years, Jesus, I'd say he was well into his 70s, if not 80s.
Go away. And do you think that he was a messenger boy from a young boy all the way to his 80s?
I'd say so, yeah, for Darien Highlands.
And what did he have, like a bike, or did he have a handcart, or what was it?
Oh, no, they had a bike. They all had bikes. Every messenger boy had a bike, you know.
It's funny you mention that, because there is a chap that is still in the English market that I see all of the time. He's a messenger boy. I imagine he's a messenger boy. He's a man, like, but I think he might be a messenger boy for a butcher's or something. And he probably is delivering to restaurants, is he?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
And he darts around there, in and out, around people. He's really quick at it.
Yeah, he would have been very handy for the Cork team last week, the footballers.
And what about the hurlers, though? What is the story with the semi-final against Galway tomorrow, do you think?
Yeah, well, look, I'm going to say here and put my head in the chopping block, I think we're going to win it. And I think if we get over Galway, I think we will win the All-Ireland this year. I think this is our year, you know.
I know I got Pa the Piper as well. Morning, Pa.
Morning, Neil. How are you, boy?
I got the bomber here. Are the two of you travelling or what?
Oh, of course we're travelling. And I'm the only fella to make the sandwiches, the bomber. The bomber don't know to make sandwiches. I have to go over now and get fresh bread straight away for them.
Excuse me, I get mine in Marks and Spencer's.
So, what kind of a sandwich will you be bringing to the match?
Oh, ham and cheese.
I thought it might be a prawn sandwich, no?
And a couple of, and I get bring a Lucasade for them and bring second pop carton for them, Jesus. Well, they might come up and live. They might come up here and live with me.
I prefer the tuna now and the 7-Up.
Maybe a little bit of tuna and sweet corn is what he wants.
No, that'll be it now.
Yes. Pa, did you have any old part time job as a young fella?
I had great jobs. I was selling what's the name there. I worked in the market at 12 years of age. And the first job I got, I put me down in Factors in Merchant Street.
What?
Factors in Merchant Street.
What did they do?
They were Protestants and they looked after me like my father and mother. They were bicycles, making bicycles, junior old bicycles.
Right. I thought your first job was picking gooseberries, no?
Yeah, I was in the college when I was only 5 or 6.
Slogging apples.
College, picking gooseberries and apples up in the college. And I used to get cramps in my belly all day because I'd be nothing in the dish.
Bomber, did you have any summer jobs or part-time jobs?
Well, the first one I had, I was around 12. And it was part-time, and it was the Star Garage on the Watercourse Road.
Oh, my God, I remember it. Oh, my God. Yeah. I remember the petrol pumps like it was yesterday.
Exactly. And you go... And see.
Kelly had
that. Huh?
Yeah.
Kelly had that. He brought a big car home from America, a big fucking massive car.
Yeah, he was a lovely man, Kelly. Yeah, he was. Lovely man. But, you know, I know nothing about tyres, so I learned how to do the tyres and change the, you know.
How old were you?
Change wheels and everything. 12.
Fair play. Come here, you want to be pulling your weight now with regards to those sandwiches tomorrow. Get your act together.
Ah, sure, right. Look.
I don't even know what a fucking slice man is.
Well, mean, where I big... Well, I'll be going now tomorrow as soon as we get off the train. Yeah. We'll go to Brannigan's and they do beautiful food. Absolutely stunning.
We're going to the tide from my point of view.
Flowing tide. Yes,
flowing tide.
Flowing tide.
He doesn't want your sandwiches, Pa. You can stick those sandwiches where the sun don't shine.
Yeah. I'll go up to Brannigan's and I'll get my lunch up there.
We want to be getting a few flags out for the hurling, though, wouldn't we, Pa?
Oh, the whole city.
I'm ashamed to call myself a cockman because I'm the only fellow up here in Mayfield with flags all over the house.
For God's sake, like, what does it take?
And I'm the hair. I should be ashamed to say I'm a cockman. It's in me point when I learn for the whole time. I'm talking against the cock team or what?
It's a shame, really, because there should be more hype about it. I 100% agree. But listen, have a great trip and enjoy it. Enjoy the sandwiches and the couple of pints of creamy Beamish, hear me?
Neil.
Yeah.
You're getting a warning now. If we get into the All Ireland, I want 2 tickets off you.
Where would I get them? I mean, where would someone like me get tickets for them?
Get 2 tickets for the
next 16. You were away there over the last 3 weeks and you were crawling to everyone and you can crawl and hope to get tickets for us.
Crawling? What are you suggesting?
You were crawling to Wendy's night.
He came back with a fine colour pair.
Come here to me, Tom. That fella, the guy I was talking about there, the messenger boy in the market, is a fella called Paul. He's the messenger boy for the Chicken Inn, I'm told. I want to give him a big shout out. He does a great job.
That's right.
Fair play, Tom.
He's a flyer.
Here, Neil.
Yeah?
Neil.
Yeah?
You went away there the last 3 weeks. You wouldn't get a call on the paint factory.
I let you have the last word, Pa. All the best.
I let you have the last 1 minute now before you go. Pa Holling was talking about his sandwiches.
Yeah.
If he was a poor horse, he wouldn't give a shock.
That'll be one interesting train trip tomorrow, lads. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Pa. Up the Rebels, lads. Get the red and white out, for God's sake. Oh, we're getting a lot of voice notes in as well this morning, lads. If you can't jump on the air, but you do want to get involved, then you can voice note. It's the same text line, but on WhatsApp. 0868 104 106. Here's what I'm talking about.
When myself and my sister were very young, I was 5, she was 9. We were cycling to another village that was about 5-6 kilometers away to knock on people's houses and ask for work if they have any work, any gardening work. My very first job was to pick out weeds from a driveway with a butter knife. I was 5 then, so
torture.
great times,
but torture. Oh my God almighty, get a spray. There's a spray for that. Meanwhile, Auntie Anne was saying I was singing the wrong theme tune this morning with the